Hi there, Mike. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director, and of course, Dan wanted me to get on the line to get you the details of our service to answer any questions you have. Also, though, to apply a very reduced rate for your young company. Happy Monday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Just busy trying to get things set up.
I hear you. Well, I'll be very respectful of your time. I welcome the opportunity to speak with you. Dan's actually, he's suggesting your business for this particular listing and the first page placement that we would provide. I know he does a pretty good job of outlining the basics of our service. Did you have any questions for me at this point? I mean, other than price?
I had another company that I have that somebody contacted me at near me.
Okay.
It sounds like this company that you are, 30,000 clients, been around, Google partner. So I don't have a website yet. They said no big deal.
Right.
They're taking care of it. But if I wanted a website, they could probably build one with me.
Okay. Did they give you a price for the service?
Yeah, they get. I could start out and work with it. So I want to see what you're able to do.
Gotcha. So when did you speak with them, if I could ask? And what held you back from moving forward with them at that time?
Well, because I still have to finish setting things up. And since then, I've gone with an Angi Ads program.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that. Okay. How's that
I don't know how
that's for you?
I've gotten 3 leads already, so it's not bad.
Okay.
And that's going to be a monthly also. And it's a flat fee, so I'm not charging. It's just whatever I'm in rotation with. And the reason I took them, which I was hesitant, but they've got financing available that I can use with the customer, and they got credit card processing that I can use as well.
Okay.
So due to that, I went on ahead with them. That is a contract. That's not going anywhere. So now, in addition, I'm going to use somebody like your kind of service, you or them or somebody.
Yeah, you'd want some business coming in the door for sure. Ours is a flat rate. It's month to month. There is no contract. You probably don't want a contract. You've already got one. And what I would be able to do here for you, your business is brand new. Normally the service without any reduction in the cost would run $399 a month. That's $399 a month. But because you are a young company, for this particular listing, I would actually be willing to cut the rate in half, save you $200 a month. It would be the flat rate of $199. And I'd also want to include that website at no additional cost. I mean, obviously, you're a brand new company. We don't expect you to already have a website. And since our job is not just to list you on the first page, it's to make sure that you get phone calls. Now, I don't know what this other company is offering. We've been around since 2004, so there's a lot of companies out there that claim to provide the same type of service that we provide. And a lot of it does start to sound pretty similar to business owners like you. But what I do know is that we've been part of Google's partnership program from the very beginning, which is almost 6 years now. We do get our training and our updates directly from Google, and it's not just Google that we would create for you. You'd be verified and recognized as an active business in the local area by both Google and Bing. You'll have verified listings. But you'll be recommended as a top option on the first page of the local map precisely because of all the content that we'll create. And it is things that a lot of people and a lot of so-called SEO companies have heard of, like Yelp or Facebook, Superpages, Manta. We'll create that content, of course, but we'll also create almost 70 additional directories, everything from Opendi, Point.com, Solio, Telnav, Rated All, About Us, Hot Frog, Kudzu, stuff that most people, even most so-called SEO companies, have never heard of. We do not create that content, Mike, so your customers can see it. We create that content because that's precisely what Google indexes, what the search engine looks for when someone does a keyword search. And the companies that are on that first page are only there because they have more content online relating to that search than their competitors have, which is good for you. I mean, you're a young company. With the right optimization, you can be on that first page right next to a bigger, more established business, and you can get the call. You can get the job. And, of course, with this, that's exactly what happens. Calls come to you. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's just that flat rate. And like I said, for this particular listing, being that you're such a young company, it would be the flat rate of exactly $199 a month. No taxes, no fees, no surcharges or lead fees. The website, though, is included. Like I said, we'll actually build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. And one thing that you'll get is, of course, a detailed reporting and tracking system. It would be $199 a month. That's with the content that we create and update. The building, hosting, maintenance, and updating of the website would be included as well. So you always know exactly how much it bills, which is different than a lead-based service where you're paying for every lead. Or, you know, of course, with the calls coming directly to you, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, you're not paying a percentage of your profits, 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month. You know, big jobs or small. It would be $199.
Is that just the service, or am I actually going to get leads at that point?
Well, you're not paying for leads, but you're paying for placement on the first page of Google. I mean, with that content that we'll create, you'll be found on that first page for things like remodeling, or if someone types in kitchen remodeling, bathroom remodeling, whatever it is, you're not going to be limited by keyword or search phrase. And people don't need to already know the name of your company. Like I said, most of the time, people don't know who to call. And the real power of this particular listing is that people will find you without knowing the name of your business. They'll just type in those keywords related to the services you provide, whether it's painting or closets or whatever it might be.
For click, I mean, what happens if somebody goes on and looks? Then what? What am I being charged for, or what's the effectiveness of it, or what can I expect?
So it is a flat rate. It's exactly $199 a month. You're not paying for the lead, the click, the call, or the job. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's a flat rate. Now, just so I can do kind of a quick search here, and this is not going to be a comprehensive search, kind of a pretty conservative estimate, but you do kitchen and bathroom remodeling, right? Painting?
Correct.
Okay, closets. So if I'm doing a quick search, and this is going to be it's actually just a 25-mile radius, not the 30 that you're looking for, although you can certainly get 30 miles, but just this search that I'm doing right now, and it's only populating the 8.
Yeah,
you can do 30 miles, right? So this search is coming up with the top 8 search phrases and keywords for a 25-mile radius of your zip code. So again, like I said, it's not an exhaustive search. You can be found for any of the services you provide and any keywords or search phrases people might type in. And certainly, like I said, 30 miles is well within reason for this local campaign. But this particular search, like I said, just the 8 most popular search phrases for kitchen and bath, painting, remodeling contractor, that type of thing. And it is just a 25-mile radius. You're looking at 1,814 searches in the last 30 days. Now, that's not 1,800 people doing a single search. Of course, people like to search a few times and a few different ways, and I'm definitely not telling you that you're going to get 1,800 phone calls. The reason I'm bringing it up, partly because you asked what you can expect, but also Google's been doing this for a very long time, and it always falls within the same margin of error. The businesses that are on the first page will see between 1 and 2% of the total number of searches for their services translating into direct phone calls. Keep in mind, these will be phone calls from people who have seen the website before they called you. Not everyone who sees you on the first page will decide to call you, but the ones that do call you, and again, it's 1 to 2% of that 1,800, so that's 18 to 36 phone calls. We can scale that up, you know, if we're including all of the different things people can type in that 30-mile radius. So if you're getting 20 or 25 or 40 or 50 phone calls directly to you from someone who saw your website first, I mean, that's not someone who's looking for a bunch of estimates or looking for the cheapest guy in town. That's someone who decided to call you after seeing your website. And, of course, we can put photos on there and talk about your company and things like that. So if you're getting, you know, 20 or 40 phone calls I would think that even a small conversion rate out of that many opportunities would keep you about as busy as you'd want to be, and certainly they would more than offset the cost of our service. I mean, one job, I mean, you're not a hair salon or a doggy walker, one good-sized job that you weren't going to get otherwise would offset that $199.
I'm not being charged for a click. I'm
correct.
Not being charged for their phone number. It's just a...
Correct.
It's directory world.
Flat rate, yeah, exactly. So nothing at all like a lead-based service where you pay for every lead, whether you get the job or not, or even when you don't even talk to somebody. And it's not pay-per-click either. It's just that flat rate. It's the local campaign, that local map or the pack result that pops up there. There's a lot that we have to do on our end, make sure that everything that's already out there is accurate and fix it if it is not. Voice-activated searches, too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, you'll be able to be found for those types of searches, too. And like I said, the calls come to you. You're not paying a percentage of your profit, big jobs or small. Looks like you're doing mostly residential or strictly residential. But, it is just only going to be that flat rate. Like I said, it would normally be $399, but I try to make this affordable for younger companies. It's a promotional rate for a new business, but it is not an introductory rate, so it will never go up on you. Like I said, it's a month-to-month service, too. But as long as you choose to use the service, that reduced rate will apply. So, it's kind of really more of an assistance program for a younger company. Even though it is a month-to-month service, we know our clients stay with it long-term because it's profitable to be on that first page. I just celebrated my 9-year anniversary on April 17th, so it's almost now 9 years in a month. I've got clients that have been with me as long as I've been with the company, but we've got clients that have been with us as a company longer than I have, 10, 12, 14, 16 years, And...
What other clients in our industry do you have here in Kansas City?
Well, we wouldn't be working with someone in your industry, in your service area. That's actually dictated to us by Google. It works out better for everyone involved. Of course, it means that you'll get more phone calls and more opportunities to take on that work. You're much more likely to continue to use the service, and that's where it works out better for us. That $199, especially with the website included.
To believe that the home improvement industry, as large as it is, that you don't have anybody else, and I'm the one that you need to call.
Well, we work all over the United States and Canada, and every industry under the sun, and we only call through the area when the positions become available. So you'll have a primary search phrase, which might be home remodeling, or if it's kitchen remodeling or bathroom remodeling, whatever you really want to focus on, that will be your primary search phrase. So that's the position that we're trying to fill right now. But within that category, you're not limited by keyword or search phrase. And yes, there may be some overlapping services that's, like we probably have a painting contractor. Okay, you paint, right? So we have a painting contractor for sure, but that's not the position that we're filling now. You can still be found for painting jobs.
Okay, yeah, because we can do painting, we can do decks, we do stamped concrete. So there's a trade that we can't.
Yeah, so I'm not saying that for every single service that you provide, that we don't have somebody doing that job as well. You do a lot of different things, and you've got competition for all of it. Maybe not someone who does everything you do, but, you've got various businesses that do some or a few of the services that you provide. But for the primary search phrase, which in this case is looks like kitchen remodeling, that's the position that we're trying to fill right now.
For the bath remodeling versus the kitchen.
Okay, so you focus more on the bathroom. But general remodeling, do you do room additions?
I'd rather not build onto a house. That's a lot of hassle.
I hear you. No, you're right. You're right. And like I said, it's...
That I don't have an inventory issue problem or take forever to do. Those are the problems.
Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah. So, I mean...
done within a month. Kitchen,
yes.
It takes 2 months to do, and that's an inventory.
Is it? Yeah, you're right, and just getting the materials and things like that. Is it just you doing the work, or do you have any help?
Oh, no, I don't know how to do any of the work. I have a partner.
Gotcha.
He'll take care of all the crews to get things installed.
Oh, good.
So my
Oh, so you can take on more work. You can definitely handle more work, yeah. And, you know, like I said, you know, it's not designed to inundate you with more work than you can take on, nor is it designed for a company starving for work, but a steady stream of phone calls will give you the opportunities to even be selective. You know, maybe you pick the job closer to home, or you take the bigger job that's going to pay you well for your time, or even a smaller job you can get done quickly and move on to the next one, or maybe it's just the materials involved.
Starting out, if I can get 5 to 10 jobs a month, I'm fine.
Yeah.
And if I can do that here, I'm fine. That way we find ourselves, we know ourselves, we've got help established,
right.
And then the next year would be more, obviously.
Yeah, and with the 20, 30, 40 phone calls that you would expect from this coverage and those different services, you know, modest conversion rate, 1 out of 5 or something like that, you know, you're right in there looking at, you know, 5 or 8 jobs in a month. So
yeah, if I can do that, I'm not bad.
Yeah, I mean, the hardest part about a lead-based service is, you know, the call that or the lead that you're getting is someone who's expecting several bids and several phone calls and might already have already gotten some before you try to get in touch with them. Sometimes you try to call and they don't even answer the phone anymore. Or they say, I'm not interested anymore. Or they say, I've actually scheduled it with somebody else. Thank you. But when someone is calling you, that's the hardest part about it. Once you've got them on the phone saying, you know, hey, I saw your website. It looks like you do bathroom remodeling. And once you're talking to them about your services, you know, you have a pretty good chance of getting a job.
Anti-ads. It's not anti-leads. It's not home advisor leads. It's anti-ads.
Yeah, no,
so
I see it. It's the Angie's. Angie List. I mean, if they're now they changed, it's still Angie's List, but now it's Angie, and then Home Advisor is still Home Advisor, but it's Home Advisor powered by Angie. So I know that you don't have Home Advisor. You're not paying per lead. You're paying, I'm guessing, $300 per month, and it's a 12-month contract. For what used to be Angie's List. It's still Angie's List. It's just now called Angie.
Yeah, and I share with 5 or 10 other companies, however many they got, whatever lead comes in at whatever ratio they have paid for money versus me.
Yeah.
It goes to Billy Bob, then it goes to Sam, then it goes to me, then it goes to Jericho, and it just rotates, and those are our leads.
Right.
So that's a little and sending out 6 guys calling a customer.
Yeah. I mean, it's very much like Home Advisor in that sense, only it's a flat rate, and you know, no matter how many leads you get, it is just that $300 a month, but it's also a contract, whereas Home Advisor is not, although you'll pay an annual membership fee, you don't have to keep it for the year. So, I mean, there's pluses and minuses and things like that, and they're pretty closely intertwined, like when you interlace your fingers. I mean, if you were doing them both, although they're better at it now, but when they first kind of merged, I was talking to business owners that were doing both, saying that they were getting the same lead from both places. And then people were saying, well, I used to get a lot of leads from Angie's, and now I don't anymore, but I'm getting all these leads from Home Advisor. You know, and of course, with that, they're paying for every lead. So,
I don't care what.
At least you've just got the one, but it is kind of similar in that you're dealing with a potential customer who knows they're going to be talking to other contractors.
Yeah, so I mean, that's why I see the advantages of an AdWords campaign is because it's mine and mine only. But I haven't dived in yet because of the cost of setting up a web and everything that you got to do properly, even though the other company. Now, what I see as an advantage of yours is I'm not paying per click, which may be why their price is low.
Oh yeah, we can do ads. We can do Google Ads. We're Google Ads certified, and part of the reason the whole partnership program came into being was to get business owners a higher return on investment doing Google paid ads. I mean, you're a young company. You're looking at a 30-mile radius. If you're like, no, I need to go 50 miles out, that's where all the money is, then I would be talking about the importance of doing Google Ads. Now, if it were, it's been almost 2 months now. If it was 2 months ago, I would tell you we can do Google Ads for $100 a month, but Google since then has increased the required ad spend to $300 a month. So you can always add those later or do Facebook ads for $100, but at least this, it's a flat rate.
Well, theirs was a click.
Yeah.
So they said for $300, I might get 900 clicks. out of the 900,
there might be 900. I mean, if it was $300 worth of Facebook ads, you might get 900 clicks, but for $300 worth of Google ads, you're not going to get that many clicks.
You know, it's just a click. Now, if somebody responds, I'm not charged. The conversion, they said, might be an 18 to 20%. So whatever that is, again, 18.
Right. But it's pay per click, right? I mean, no matter what. And like I said, we can do a pay-per-click campaign. We are Google Ads certified. We could even do a Facebook or Meta paid
campaign. You're not paid advertisement, then what makes you think that you're going to be able to bring me leads if you're not a pay-per-click or a paid advertiser? How are the leads going to come in?
So we're talking about the local map. Or that PAC result. I mean, you've probably used Google before. You've seen what a search query looks like. At the top of the page, there's sometimes LSA, which is Google Guaranteed, and below that would be Google Paid Ads, and then below that, there's a local map or a PAC result. So we're talking about with this local campaign, you'll be one of those businesses in the local map. That's actually more popular than the paid ad section. It's where more people go, you know.
I see. So I'd be on the maps. So
correct.
Somebody can scroll them, and then they got to decide if they want to choose me or if they want to call three or four of those companies. They can go right down.
Well, yeah. I mean, in that sense, though, it's like the old football adage. On any given Sunday, the worst team can beat the best team as long as they're on the same playing field. Most consumers don't go past the first page. They're going to make that decision off of the three or four businesses they see on that first page. That's the playing field we're talking about. You know, as a young company, and I'm not saying you're the worst, you could be the best, but I'm saying as a young company, if you're on that first page, you can win. You can beat the bigger, more established company because you're on that first page, and you'll have those opportunities for people to call you. You're breaking up real bad. There's a lot of static and distortion. It doesn't sound like wind, but wasn't able to catch any of that just then.
I'm not getting my walk in. So are you saying I would be on the first page of maps?
In the maps, yeah, that local path.
Here, does this help? I covered up the microphone. Does that help?
That's immensely better, yes, thank you.
Okay. So are you saying I would be on the first page of maps, or I'd be up at the top of the first page of the Google where it says ads?
Well, like I said, we can do Google Ads, but the $199 is not an ad campaign. It is the local map or the PAC result that pops up. The Google Ads, like I said, they've increased their ad spend minimum budget to $300 a month.
So, but I could try it. If I don't like it, I can cancel it.
Correct. Yeah, correct. It's completely at will.
I mean, this is the good time of year. This is April. This is May. If I'm going to get anybody calling,
doing it,
be now.
Yeah.
You know, so if we started it here in the month of May,
especially for the deck and the outside things, exterior painting and things like that, this is the time when most people get those jobs done. Now, bathroom remodeling is a little more year round, but for a lot of the services, you are kind of dictated by weather. So yeah, for sure, this is the best time if you want to take on a deck and that type of thing. It is certainly where more people are getting work done. You know, and like I said,
how do I get it in my chart? Per category?
No, you're not charged per category. Like I said, you have that main category, but within that, we can list you for any of the keywords or search phrases you're listed for. We'll do what's called a client interview. We're going to be very detailed in getting the information from you, the services you want to be found for, where you want to be found, of course, you know, things like the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment you accept, mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, etc. So we'll use all that content to create the website, and of course all of that content will also be on all the 70 different directories that we're creating for you, talking about your services and your service area. And that's what this search engine sees. Does this company provide this service in this area? And how many times can they verify that? So you'll have over 70 different directories and destinations saying that you are providing these services in these areas, and that's what Google sees. So, like I said, that's what's going to get you in the local map or that pack result for the keywords for the services that you provide. It's completely at will, which means if you get more business than you can take on, want to go on vacation or pause it for the winter, you can do that. If you want to stop using the service altogether, of course you can do that. No questions asked, no fees involved.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have an interest, so if you want to send me the email, I'm out on a walk right now, obviously, so I'm not in front of a computer, but if you want to send me the information, I have interest. Now, is this different? Is this somebody going on Yelp? If they go on Yelp, they're going to find you. Is that correct?
Well, yeah, I mean, you will have a Yelp listing, and you'll have a fully optimized Facebook page. So there are certain directories that the general public is aware of, and you can be found on those directories too. But we create those directories so Google can see it, so Bing can see it, so you end up on that local map or the pack result. Not everybody uses Yelp.
But if somebody went on Yelp and said, whatever, contractors in my area, whatever, I would still pop up.
You'll have a community listing. So the way it's supposed to work with Yelp is if you pay, and it's like $300 a month, and I believe it's a 1-year contract too. If you pay for exclusivity, meaning that if you've ever seen a Yelp listing at the bottom of it, they'll say, you know, customers also call this, and there's like 4 or 5 related businesses that offer the same services in the same area. That's on a community listing. It's free. You can do it yourself with Yelp. But we create that content not so customers can see it, but because Google indexes it. And we're not charging you $300 for an exclusive listing, which is supposed to keep other businesses off your profile page and give you higher ranking. It doesn't still mean that you'll be on the first page for Yelp, and boy, I sure wouldn't want to pay $300 for that.
If you were to compare, especially me being a new business, this type of system where you've just created awareness, or like the ad campaign, and being involved, being a low dollar budget, what do you think the most effective?
So I lost you again just at the very end there, but I think you're asking about what I would value as a young company maybe on a budget. The very first thing that any business should do would be to be PIN verified, to be recognized by Google as an active business. And that's free too. But again, that doesn't guarantee first page placement. In fact, that's really just a digital business card. People would have to know the name of your company and type it in to see that listing. And I don't think that's what you want, right? I mean, you're servicing a big metro area. You want for people who don't already know you to find you and call you directly, okay? So that's just step one of the many things that we'll do to get you listed in that local map, but it's a very cost-effective way to get found. Now, Google paid ads, like I said, they increased their minimum requirement for Google ads, so that's not always budget-friendly for small and new businesses. Facebook or Meta ads, I mean, those are more popular than ever. A lot of people use Facebook. A lot of people even look specifically on Facebook to find contractors, etc. But this would be not someone who was looking specifically for your services, but someone who uses Facebook, right? Whether it's often or not so often. You'll be one of the feeds, that's one of the ads that scroll by on their feed, and cost 20 or 22 cents per click. You only get charged if they click on it. But, you know, it might be advertising your bathroom remodeling services or something like that. So if someone clicks on it, obviously they're interested in your services. It would cost an extra $100 to include Facebook ads. It costs $300 to include Google ads. Any form of advertising has to justify itself, but you kind of have to spend money to make money when it comes to advertising, but you have to spend it wisely. I would say that the local map on Google is very affordable for the opportunities that you get. And if the money were there, Facebook or Meta ads and Google ads or even LSA, Google Guarantee ads for your services, and I'm just doing a guess right now, I'm not looking it up, but you'd be looking at something close to $45 or $50 per lead. But that's Google Guaranteed, and they ensure your work for up to $2,000, and if any complaint comes from a client, they might even pay it for you, and they vet the leads too. So very high conversion rate. But again, you'd be paying $50. I would say still worth every penny of it. And we can offer all of those services for you. But a great place to start is a little bit beyond just a verified listing, which is the local map campaign. And it's super affordable when I'm applying that 50% discount.
And you do, for that money, you're building a small website or a splash page.
Yeah, splash
and,
page.
A splash page for the web as well as for Facebook.
Correct. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. All of it's included. Now, we do custom websites, yes. In fact, you know, I'd be willing to include a custom website on a 3-month contract with you, only because it takes us about 3-4 weeks to build a custom website out. But on the month-to-month basis, a landing page, sometimes called a microsite, is included. Our clients do very well with those. I mean, if you've ever seen a Google business profile website, the ones that Google builds for businesses that don't have a website, plain white background, nothing but a couple of bullet points and maybe a picture. But that's still Google compliant. It still meets what Google wants to see. There are fancy multi-$1,000 websites out there that aren't Google compliant. I mean, if they're not mobile optimized, if they're not secure websites, then they still won't rank well. So being on that first page is the most important thing. I mean, if you liken it to the old yellow pages, you know, 25, 30 years ago, all we really had and used was the yellow pages. And back then, the smart business owners were AA this or AAA that. I put them at the beginning of the alphabet. They got more phone calls that way. It works the same way now. I mean, at least to the extent that the guy that we call, the guy that's available to do the job, and the guy that has a fair price is the guy that we call and hire, only we don't search through the yellow pages. We search on Google. We Google it. And Google does an index by the alphabet. Google looks for relevant content. So we'll create that content, have you on that first page, and get you those phone calls.
Now, if I were to use you, let's say, for this program, so that it gets me directly access and everything, mm-hmm. and let's say if I, other company, let's just say for an AdWords campaign, are there conflicts? Can they work together?
No, there's not a conflict because they're two separate things. You'd be better off doing everything in-house and under one roof, I would tell you that. But if you wanted to have us do your local campaign and have someone else do your Google Ads, you can do that. Sometimes our clients say, oh, I've been managing Google Ads on my own for a long time. I kind of enjoy it, and I'm fairly successful. Okay, great. Continue to do that. Well, at least give yourself the opportunity at a flat rate to also be listed in the local map below it. Of course, Google Ads rotate no matter what your budget is. And take, for example, we'll call it Angie Leads now. We used to be called Home Advisor, right? They still do spend between $2 and $3 million per month on Google paid ad. Now, of course, that covers the entire country, and it covers every industry that they generate leads for, but that's still a lot of money. And they always make that money right back. You know, their business is to capture those leads and flip them. You know, they kind of sell and resell the same lead to competing businesses, and they always make that money back. But even with those deep pockets, they're not always in the Google Ads section. You know, their ads will rotate out. You know, so that's one thing to consider with Google Ads. You know, there's usually, even in small industries and rural areas, there's usually more than two or three businesses that are willing to pay for Google Ads. There's just usually two or three at the top, sometimes one or two at the bottom. When we manage our Google Ads, we focus on the two or three at the top. And we are Google Premier Partners, so we are definitely trained and certified to do Google Ads. But like I said, if you've had a good experience or conversation with those other guys who are talking about Google Ads, you can try them and see what they can do. But for us, like I said, the reason that we're calling through the area is the local map. And we can do Google Ads, we can do Facebook or Meta Ads, we can do Google Guarantee or LSA, local service.
Now, since I'm not missing, because I don't have a business storefront, we're all still...
Most service-based businesses are run from the home, and Google knows that. And in that case, Google doesn't even want to list the physical address. They wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you would. So you'll only be listed city and state, not even a zip code, certainly not any physical street address.
Okay. Well, I mean, I have an interest, so send me the information, because I do want to pick up something else. I was going to pick up Network, because they're specific. And I was going to probably do the other folks for the AdWords campaign. And then I can't do
that.
Right. So if you say you are effective in bringing leads, I may not necessarily need the AdWords campaign.
Correct.
Or if I do, then I could do it through you.
Yeah, if you like our service, you think, hey, well, let's do Google Ads, or even look at, you know, Google Guarantee, or whatever it is. So what is a good email address for you? I know you said you're out on a walk, but what is a good email address for you?
I don't advertise in one basket, because if it doesn't work, I'm stumped. So I do want to spread out.
Right.
And that's money.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to keep dumping more money into it to get me more leads, more leads, more leads. Because if I can hire salespeople, I will. And you got to have leads to do that.
Right.
It's just whatever's effective, then that's the one that we're going to drive. Right now, it's more like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, my email is one word. It's MrImproveIt@gmail.com. MrImproveIt, gmail.com.
Okay. So I'll get that information out to you, and then when do you think you'd be able to take a look at that? When would it be appropriate for me to give you a call back?
I'll get at it. I probably want to visit with my partner, so it might be sometime tomorrow before.
Okay. I'll give you a call a little bit earlier on in the day tomorrow.
So I'll get a hold of you.
Yeah, you can give me a call back too. There's a toll-free number on there, or you can respond to the email itself. Certainly if you and your partner take a look at that together, and if your partner wants to be part of that conversation, feel free to reach back. Even if you see a number on the caller ID, that does go back to our mapping coordinators. It might be Dan or someone else who answers, and they can transfer the call over to me. But give me just a couple of minutes here, and I'll get that email out to you.
Okie dokie.
All right. Appreciate your time. Hopefully we'll talk again soon. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.